Billy by my lips, dear. I can almost taste a smoky trail of myrrh. Thank you.
Claire and I'm singing.
Oh, and I also sing. Sorry.
I'm Asha. I play the flute.
Fuck yeah, we have a flute player. Oh my
okay,
god.
Okay, bad
can't
words
say that.
On the radio.
Sorry.
Love you.
do I need the microphone?
Oh, Emily is on guitar.
Yeah. Oh, and because I have to say this, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. Again, this is Post Adolescence Glow. And we're producing Spotted Prawn. Go ahead and introduce your first song this week, guys, and get into it. Thanks.
Okay, we're starting out by a classic, Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Woo woo!
We're doing this.
most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spread so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holidays, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Gathering around the fire, chestnuts roasting like a hot July. I should be chilling with my folks I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the street, Santa's coming tonight. Reindeers flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. With you, shawty, with you. Follow my heart. It led me to a miracle, love. Don't you buy me nothing, 'cause I am feeling loving. Your lips on my lips. It's a very Merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spread so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holidays, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. With you, shawty, with you. With you, under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you. Kiss me underneath the mistletoe. Show me, baby, that you love me so. Kiss me underneath the mistletoe. Show me, baby, that you love me so.
That got everybody Yay. In the holiday spirit.
So festive. I honestly forget that it's the holidays being here at Tufts. I'm like, oh, papers. That was great. So can you guys tell me a little bit about like how your band started and what you're excited about and all of that?
The band started because I am obnoxious. So I looked around at my best friends and I thought, what can I manipulate them into doing? And I thought, you guys love me. Let's form a band. Let's start a band. And we decided to do that. We decided first on our name being One Direction. So if you look up on Spotify, you might hear we have some original pieces and we kind of have a big following. But we wanted to really build our brand at Tufts. So we started, maybe we'll add the name Spotted Prawn to the notorious One Direction. So if you guys see any like ads for One Direction, like that's us. I just like have a cold a lot of the time when we record, so my voice is a bit deeper. But yeah, we love music. We're all kind of STEMmy girls. Claire's a poli-sci major, sorry to not like put you aside. Education policy, political science. But we don't do a lot of music, and we wanted to make this our excuse to hang out and procrastinate homework. and we also wanted to see if we could trick everyone into thinking we're a real band. And it worked. We're on the radio now.
You convinced me. So.
This is just an MLM.
It's a little bit of an Inventing Anna situation.
Ooh.
We actually got asked to play Graduation. We aren't. You're welcome.
We said no.
Well, what I will say is that I want all of the groups that are on this radio show to be here because they like to make music. And it has nothing to do with like how specialized you are, how much you rehearse or anything like that. And I will say like throughout this entire semester, I did not ask anybody to audition for this. I didn't say, like, you need to show me whatever, whatever. And it's like, I'm actually really excited to have your group on the show for that reason, because it, I think, really encapsulates what we're here to do, which is, like, to have fun and connect with each other through music. And so I love to see that, and I love to hear how you guys find happy times. Let's not call it procrastination. Making music productive.
Yeah, that's great news for us. We like to show that there's a wide range of musical talent at Tufts. And some of us are at the end of the spectrum, and not in the good way.
You guys are, I don't know any of those people right now, though. Because they're like, you guys all clearly have some musical talent, and you're able to pull each other together into an ensemble, which I love to see. And also just like, as I've said week and week again, like, the way it strengthens friendships to do music together, I think, is really powerful. So I really love to see that. How do you guys, like, go about picking your music?
Well, we play our originals, One Direction pieces, but we also are just the girl boy band. So you'll notice there's only ladies here, except for
Sly.
Sometimes we steal drummers from other bands. Shout out Feast. But yeah, so it's great news for us that we can build our friendship. I'm looking around nervously saying build our friendship because I currently have them all forced on a radio show, which we're all so excited to be here, by the way.
Force is a strong word.
Force is, I said, guys, we're playing the radio today. And they said, what?
We were like, yes.
They said, yes,
we'll do it.
Enthusiastically, we're in. Yes.
I had these guys in a group chat days ago, so don't worry.
Come on, it's all part
of
the bit.
We choose basically just the music that we listen to the most or know the best and feel confident doing.
And that on that note, fun. Our next song will be Burning Up by the Jonas Brothers.
Woo! All right, go ahead and get into that one, you guys. Thanks.
Ready? This one, we have a beautiful flautist with us, and so this will start with a flute solo intro remix of the Jonas Brothers, so you're in for a real treat. Ready, Asha?
Yeah. One, two, three. I'm hot, you're cold, you go around like you know who I am, but you don't. You got me on my toes.
I'm slipping into the lava, and I'm trying to keep from going under. Baby, who turned the temperature hotter? 'Cause I'm burning up for you, baby. Burning up
music at the
when
beginning of the song.
When she puts your name in a rap. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll never be over that. That was so exciting.
I practiced that one just for you.
I bet. Thank you. That was exciting. I loved that. So I'm going to have you guys just go right into your next song, just for the flow of the show. And then after that, I'll go ahead and ask you some questions about some things.
All right. So you could say our set is pretty camp. And on that note, we will be playing By and By. By Camp. Bye.
Whoa. Ready? We just go right into it.
Driving through West Virginia, and I've seldom been thinner. With that chip on my shoulder, this past year I got so much older. Looking back over my life, spent the most of it tongue-tied. Wish I spent more time listening to you speak your mind. Now I'm thinking about her every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about her every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Drinking coffee black as iron, and I couldn't be much higher. Without falling out of my chair, been so numb for so many years. Now I'm thinking about her every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Thinking about to feel lonely in the night. It's blowing in the breeze, babe. I got dust in my eyes and rust in my mind. I'll be home come next spring. Won't you say love me later, by and by? Tongue-tied. Wish I spent more time listening to you speak your mind. Now I'm thinking about her every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? Think about her every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you
I love camp too, and I just think that, I don't know, I love like just the like one guitar and the vocalist and the keys, very like acoustic, chill vibe, which is cool. Because I feel like when you bring drums into a set too, it totally can change things for the better, but I also feel like there are very few groups we've seen play here without a big crazy drum kit, and it's kind of cool to just have the other aspects of your band be highlighted as well. So we're going to go ahead and do some chatting. I have Kiara back here. She is a tight friend of all of these guys and also has been taking photos for lots of different groups. You did Plum Island?
Yes.
And then I think Jake decided the staircase, though. Was it? Okay. Right, but like who took the photos? Yeah, I'm trying to remember. So many different people, but all kind of in the same Tufts community. Go ahead and say hello, Kiara.
Hello, I'm Kiara.
First, I just want to ask you guys, like, just some general questions that I ask everyone every week. When do you guys usually rehearse? Like, what does that look like? Do you find that it's very sporadic? Who gets there first? Who's the latest?
Bold of you to assume we rehearse.
We do rehearse.
We do.
We normally do. Rehearse like
late at night.
In very late at night when we're all back to our house because we all live together, and then like in, you know, in the hours room. Leading up to the performance for a few hours, if we can all do that.
Sometimes we don't,
right
though.
Right. Yeah.
That's funny.
Our neighbors below us love us.
Our neighbors love us.
Playing at 11 p.m.
One time Claire tried to play the drums, and
they were not the drums. I was playing my
We played
spoon.
With a spoon on a chair.
Nice.
Which sums up the band pretty well.
I think that's great.
Our neighbors thought one of us was having very wild times upstairs, and that the rest of us were trying to play music to drown it out.
Poor neighbors.
Yes, my sweet Bria. But
that's so funny.
Yeah, we don't have a drummer officially in our band, so it makes rehearsing a little bit easier at night because it's just like gentle folk music and sometimes Jonas Brothers covers.
I love that. Yeah, the drums are interesting, and I often find like even rehearsing around drums, like I leave a rehearsal and I'm like, oh, 5,000 is just a lot. Like, but really cool that you guys are kind of able to like have that be also in your safe space where you live too, and have that just be like very like family jam sesh organic vibes. Because I think, at least for me personally, I have found myself in rehearsal moments that can be stressful sometimes. So I hope you guys are able. I feel like you find that to be very like peaceful rather than stressful, more fun.
Very fun, lots of laughs.
Very very laugh.
Yeah,
laughable.
Kiara, what's on your mind?
Just one question in particular. So these girls are probably one of the most successful Tufts bands I've ever encountered. They were actually asked to play at my graduation, which Sophie mentioned earlier. How did you guys manage this? How did you infiltrate the Tufts band scene so easily?
I made an Instagram account. I put the word band at the end of our name. I reached out to Feast and I said, hey, you can play at our house on one condition.
Oh, that's
we
so nice.
Open for you. We will open for you. And so then they said, all right, okay. Shout out Jack, Angel Boy. And so we played. We weren't very good. We had a lot of enthusiasm.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there.
And it happened. We're one of the bands of all time. And we make sure that everything's an experience. I think it's all about performance and stage presence, because
totally.
You don't really need to have musical talent to be in a band. You just need a fan base. And so I think we have a lot of people that like to watch whatever happens when we go on stage, because sometimes we'll play Winter Wonderland and my piano will be clipping. And so it sounds like there's this really heavy bass in the background of Winter Wonderland. And you're like, well, I feel like I'm in a Wonderland. I don't know if I
or
want
winter.
To be here.
That really keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, we keep you on your toes. It's almost like we performed at the IGC event last week, and it almost feels like we're the jesters that go on in between the real
comedic
bands.
Relief.
The comedic relief between, like, we have Emperor Jones, incredibly talented, that went on after or before us, and we looked at them, and then we knew we were about to play. So I think it all is about marketing. I post a lot, and I purposely don't post videos of our performances. And if I do, I mute them or put an actual One Direction song over them. So it's all about having personality if you want to make it big at Tufts.
I love the honesty.
If I'm completely honest, we are not very good. And we're aware of that.
I don't agree with that. I think we were sitting back here and we were like, they sound good. They're carrying a tune. You guys sound great.
We can vaguely play the instruments that we claim.
If you keep your expectations low.
So I think that's enough. And yeah, it's all about just like knowing people. People like us as people. And so they're going to let us hopefully. Run around on stage. Hopefully. Yeah, that was a bold statement. Most people at Tufts like us.
I'll have you know that I messaged everybody and their mother trying to find a basement to play in. And there are not that many.
You
so.
Definitely messaged me and I forgot to respond. I'm
That's
sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. We're not going to talk about that right now. But I do love how you guys totally embody what it means to have fun and not let it be so serious, because I do think high expectations and high stress kill the joy of this.
Oh, we are a very serious band. I'm confused.
Very serious.
We are incredibly serious. We are not.
Yeah, and I also just think that, especially like in my experiences this semester, like building this project and pulling together the radio show, I've really found that, like, when you talk to people and you're like, hey, I'm excited about playing music, are you excited about playing music? Like, I want you to play music. People will do it, which is kind of cool. And I really just have been so excited by how open-minded and pumped everybody in the music community and, like, band community at Tufts has been, too, because I was really not expecting that, honestly. I kind of was like, maybe I could have a radio show with bands on it. And then it kind of, like, came together. But that's only because, like, bands like you guys and bands like all the people that have played this semester are excited about playing music, which I love, and I'm so excited to just get to witness it every week and get to just, like, have my own little private concert too, which I'm like, yes. And also just like next semester too, there's gonna be this big team of, like, I think it's gonna be 5 or 6 freshmen, which is really exciting because they're all freshmen too. There's so much light in them, guys. And they're gonna keep running the show. So I guess I'll just say a little PSA of, like, if you're interested in playing Post High Lessons Glow and you're listening, reach out to the Instagram. We're booking people. And if you've played already this semester, groups like Spotted Prom, I will book you in April. You're just gonna have to wait your turn though. And yeah, I've been really excited to have you guys on the show, especially, like, because we were talking about doing this in, I think, early October. So it's really great to see you guys here, and also just to see how much your band has kind of progressed and the network you've built and your Instagram followers grow. And
we've built
like
an empire of proms.
Oh, yeah. It is so much about the networking, though. And the more seriously we take it, I think the more difficult it is. It's the best thing to do is just to be in the moment and be excited about being creative, which I love to see you guys doing.
Yeah, the way we network is I just post pictures of my housemates that they don't love of themselves and add a caption.
Awesome.
Late at night, and Emily tries to stop me sometimes, but I am the only one with the band account password.
I personally always enjoy the Instagram account posts.
Thank you, I do too.
Yeah, I'm sure. Cool. Well, I guess I have one final question for you, which is, like, something I ask every week, and that's, like, how do you make the balance work? And how do you find that music is something that's special and therapeutic for you guys, too? Which is the corniest question of all, but...
So, based on the 3 performances we've had, this being one of them, the times when we choose to perform and to rehearse are the times when we have the most else to do, because I think we need that little extra joy, the little extra time with each other, because we... in those times don't generally spend a lot of time in our home, so it's really nice to force each other to come to band rehearsal at 10:30 p.m. in our living room.
At least it's in a convenient spot and you don't have to, like, worry about booking a practice room.
We have never done that.
Very true.
It is such a pain in the ass. Cool. Well, anything else you guys want to put out there? Anything you want to promo? Anything you just want to say because you're on the radio?
Follow Spotted Prawn Band on Instagram, and if you guys ever need an opener, don't reach out to us. There's Land Urchin, Empire Jones, some really piece, really good bands at Tufts. But if you want someone to dance silly in the front, like, maybe shoot us.
Invite us.
Invite us. We'll be fun.
I will also always come to your show and dance like a goofball in the
Perfect.
Front.
Perfect. Everyone's a goofball if you're into Spotted Prom.
These guys have it on good authority, too. I've seen half of us at their show.
Yeah.
Okay, well... how many more songs do you guys have today?
As many as you would like us to play.
The real question is, what time is it? It's 12:35, so we can go ahead and fill the rest of that time with music. I think that's probably 3 or 4 songs.
Okay. We can do
we can
that.
Chat in the meantime.
We'll make some game time decisions.
Yeah.
Claire and I make eye contact. We already do Rolling in the Deep.
We have 3 more.
Okay, cool. We're going to have to do a PSA, too, so we'll have to take a little pause.
Cool. So our next song... is something that I listened to 219 times this year, according to my Spotify Wrapped, because I have ADHD and hyperfixate on things a lot, and will play a song over and over again. So this is Stick Season by Noah Kahan.
Kahan.
Let's get into it, ladies.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories are something even smoking weed cannot replace. Now I am terrified of weather, cause I see it when it rains. The doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol until my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. And now you're tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good on all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. Now I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol until my friends come home for Christmas. And I dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. And now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Now that I'll have to do. My other half was you. I hope this pain just passing through, but I doubt it, as I love her much. But it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol until my friends come home for Christmas. And I dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
Listening to Sophie and Claire sing.
That sounded awesome. So, okay, we're actually going to ask one question real quick right now. So, me and Kiara were chatting, and she has another question that she thinks would be a good one.
Perfect.
Well, I guess the question is vaguely just like, where is your shame? There's no shame in any of your performances. The confidence that these girls have when they get on a stage, they do not care what
shame?
Goes
bring back shame.
Bring not. Back bullying. These girls weren't bullied enough
what
in middle school.
What happened to being embarrassed?
We were choir kids.
No, but
and
seriously, it's so girl boss like confidence. Where'd you get that?
Like, I hit 5 wrong chords in that song, and I kept hitting them.
Literally could not care less.
I made eye contact with you guys and hit the wrong chord, so.
I would not have been able to tell. Your face did not indicate that.
Yeah, my face didn't indicate because I don't care. Because I'm trying to be a primatologist.
Right. I think
and
the
that
shame,
does not involve playing the keys.
There's no shame involved in doing something a little extra and doing it poorly. There's shame involved in doing something that you should be good at.
And you're not. But like, some of us are going to med school, some of us are going, a lot of us are going to go to grad school, and that just doesn't involve being in a band. So like,
grad school's play,
we're just doing this right now, and it's fun, and we're having fun, and why would we let being bad at something make it less fun when it does not matter if we suck, because you guys will still ask us to play. Like, Amelia saw our show, she saw our first show, and she's like, you want to play on the radio? And we were like, what? Are you sure
I
you have the right
promise
band?
And then I was like, okay, I have
you made it. Yeah, she had, oh yeah, I forgot that you saw it. You offered it before you saw us perform, and then you were like, oh no.
That's actually really awkward.
Well, here we are.
No, I think you guys are really fun. I'm so glad you're here.
It's just a little
that's
banter.
True, true.
What we lack in talent, we make up in enthusiasm.
Charisma. Mm. Well, I also think that there's totally something to be said about not being like nervous on stage too, and being able to like perform in front of people. That is a skill to have, and not everybody can do it. And I know a lot of really skilled musicians who have really terrible stage fright too. And just being able to put yourself out there like that and have the world receive you as it does, I think is really badass, and I love to see it. That's like my, I think that's my second bad word, but I don't think that one counts personally. I decided that one doesn't count this semester. But I think it's great and something that's very commendable. And I think that every other band that considers themselves to be highly skilled at Tufts has a little to learn from all of this too. Just about putting yourself out there, wearing your heart on your sleeve and not caring what anybody thinks, because why is that important? Yeah. Sophie's dancing.
Oh, sorry. We're trying to decide our next set.
Song.
I know a lot about music. And we've decided.
Okay. Well, so what's the verdict?
Rolling in the Deep.
Ooh.
Are we doing a country rendition in the end?
Okay. A country version?
We might be later.
Maybe just a little bit.
So I'll be singing and so will Claire. And I have to pull up the lyrics. Give me 2 seconds, Bibbs.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute my mic, and then you guys can get on into it. Actually, I'm just going to keep talking so there's not dead air time. Talk. You should say hi, Nolan. Come say hi, Nolan.
Okay, I'm ready when you guys are.
Nolan is the man that makes the magic work. This week he helped us get some compressions figured out. It's really cool stuff we have going on back here, actually. There's so many dials and levers and things. It's very scary.
This building is really, really cool. I don't think the rest of Tufts knows that it looks like this.
It's a little hidden treasure. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody.
It's actually really ugly. It kind of stinks.
There's rats. And it smells like shit up here.
The rats don't own this city. We do.
I love that. Seriously, though, like, if the radio interests you, if listening to music interests you, WMFO is something that's worth looking into. Come to our shows, follow the Instagram. It's not hard to get involved. You just have to choose to do it. And it's also just, it's been really cool to see, like, being able to figure out what the potential is here for all of this, too. And just also to be hearing about other students who are looking to have live shows next semester, if that interests you. Like, think about it. And keep an eye out, because those sorts of opportunities will be happening. All right, they seem ready. Y'all ready?
Yeah, my phone's at 1% and I'm looking at the lyrics, so we gotta get to it.
Okay.
Oh, just kidding, Claire, handed me the phone.
You can also have my phone if you need my phone.
Nah, it's okay.
All right.
Ready?
Good luck, get into it.
Ready?
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
See how I leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
The scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me thinking that we almost had it all. The scars of your love, they leave me breathless. I can't help feeling we could have had it all. Rolling in the deep, you had my heart inside in pain, and you played it to the beat.
Oh, I'm back. Okay.
We could have had it all, rolling in the deep. You had my heart inside in bed, and you played it to me. Baby, I have no story to be told. I've heard the one of you, and I'm gonna make your head burn.
Think of me in the depths of your despair, making a home down there, 'cause my
be told. I've heard the one of you, and I'm gonna make your head burn.
Turn my sorrow into a treasure cone. You pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
You're gonna wish you never had met
me. We could have had it all. We could have had it all. It all, it all, it all.
We could have had it all. Rolling in the deep. You had my heart inside. And you played it. My phone died and I didn't have the lyrics, so we just kind of did our own version. My bad, guys.
I think you killed it for having your phone died or not. Little PSA for all the people in the studio. When you're walking around, try not to step on the mic cords. That's what's making Soapy's mic be sad right now. So just be careful, I think. That might be the problem. I think as many of our listeners know, there's probably one crazy technical issue every week. This week, the technical issue was my car battery dying. It was actually not here at the studio. but I don't know. It's really interesting to hear the difference, too, between what it sounds like in here and then what it sounds like on the archive of this show, because it is so different. Yeah, I'm just talking right now while they get their stuff sorted out. You guys feeling ready? Good?
Ready enough.
Okay, what's this next one called?
This is one of our originals.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
It's What Makes You Beautiful. You might have heard it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if I know this one.
Are you doing the first one?
Yeah. Okay.
Just give us a second. Our guitarist is situating herself.
I want you guys to know that her guitar is like so American. I don't know.
It's red, white, and blue. It has stars
like a rock
on
star.
It.
Okay.
She's really Americana with that.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me over. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, oh-oh. You don't know you're beautiful. If only you saw what I could see, you'd understand why I want you so desperately. Right now I'm looking at you and I can't believe. You don't know, oh-oh. You don't know you're beautiful, oh-oh. That's what makes you beautiful. So come on, you got it wrong. To prove I'm right, I put it in a song. I don't know why you're being shy. You're doing the way when you look into your eyes. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, uh-oh. You don't know you're beautiful, uh-oh. That's what makes you beautiful. Na 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 na. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
You don't know, uh-oh. You don't know you're beautiful. You light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know, uh-oh. Uh-oh, that's what makes you beautiful.
Yeah, so if we sounded differently than we do on Spotify, it's just like, it's been a long week. It's finals week, guys.
I did not notice any difference.
Perfect. Oh, thank you.
That's so true.
I was like, I didn't actually remember that one from before, and then you started playing it, and I was like, oh, I've totally heard this one.
Yeah. You know, we thought we'd give you guys a little treat, one of our old ones.
I love that. Throwback. It is 12:52, so we have 8 minutes left. I don't know how many songs
we
have.
We have a song to do. However, it is me on the keyboard, so we need to switch really quickly. And remember, I haven't played the piano since I was 11, so thank you.
It's okay. I barely play the piano.
You're playing the piano plenty.
Thank you. It's very hard. I'm learning it's very hard to like lean over and sing while playing the keys if you can't see them. So being tall
that's
is a curse.
That's a nice problem, actually.
You know? Yeah. Okay. So let's do a little switcheroo. Claire on keys.
Woo. Yeah. Yeah. That was awesome.
Oh, it's so short. Hold on.
Go ahead and bring... You want help with that mic?
Could I have help with the mic making it 8 inches taller?
Hey, guys, can you please be quiet? Thank you. Sorry. Can someone help her with her mic, please? Anybody,
scream! There's squirrels in my pants!
We just do a bunch of Phineas and Ferb covers next.
All right. Now we're cooking with gas. Claire, we should get your mic lowered.
No. Oh, it's okay.
No,
she's
just playing the piano.
It's just me.
Wait, so which song is this?
This is called Smoke by Five Islands. I really like it. And so I'm going to be singing. Just me. You're welcome. Or
yay.
I'm sorry. Feel free to cheer or boo in the studio.
We'll
whatever
be cheering
you want.
Back here.
Oh, perfect.
You
guys are so supportive. Okay, ready?
Yep.
I'll be starting with a little flute.
Yes, there'll be some flute. You guys ready? I'm ready. Goes outside for a smoke, a time to kill before he goes to work at the graveyard shift for a job that he hates. A shitty paycheck in a quiet town. He prays for the stones to up and run. He's usually out there alone, but not tonight. There's a girl with a nun lit smoke asking for a light. So he hands her his, and she says thank you, and he says no problem. Prays for his words that never come. Grateful thinking as the smoke between his toes, and concrete withers cause he knows that there in that opportunity the man he wanted to be could extend his words to a woman praying each night to be free.
You're killing it, Claire.
Wishing he could tell her he's usually alone, but not tonight. There's a he saw her face, and then the darkness came alive like the sun slowly rising, hope on the horizon. But the smoke that brought him to her slowly crushed under his size 13.
just beautiful. I love the flute playing too.
Oh, Asha's stunning at
Asha,
the flute.
Asha, you killed it.
Thank you.
And you sing beautifully. Stop telling yourself you guys are bad. It's just lies.
But it's part of the brand.
It is part of the brand. So, like, keep that going.
Also, you set the bar so incredibly low. My boyfriend goes, he saw her first show. He goes, you guys actually play the instruments. And I was like, thank you, because I made it so that it seemed like we didn't. So then, like, you see our show and you're like, wait, they know how to play a note.
So anyone's impressed, yeah. Which I think is a great little shtick.
Can only go up from there.
Very true. And I'm excited to get back from being abroad next semester and see what the heck y'all are doing next fall. And everybody should kind of keep an eye on this band.
Our last performance for a little bit, because Spotted Prawn is taking a hiatus as I'm going abroad.
That's right.
Running away. So.
Where are you going again, Sophie?
I'm going to South Africa.
That's amazing. I remember you saying that. Well, anyone know what time it is right now? It's 12:58. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap the show. We actually do need to do a PSA. Kim, if you wouldn't mind doing that after this. But I'm just going to go ahead and give a huge thank you. Big shout out to Spotted Prawn. Thank you guys for giving us your time this
Thanks
week.
Thanks for having thank us. You guys rock.
Y'all are awesome, and I love your energy. We all have big smiles on our faces back here. Nolan told me that he thought you guys had the best interview of all the bands this semester. So
we have to make up for what we did somehow.
You're doing great, guys. So yeah, thank you. And huge shout out to Kim, Constantine, Meg, Daniel, and Nolan for being here this week. Kiara was here taking photos. She helped us ask some cool questions. Lucas Fair is here making a cool video documentary of this, which is kind of exciting. little like Emperor Jones shout out. but yeah, thanks to everyone who listened. Tune in next week. I'll be singing an acoustic set with some of the people in my
And she's actually really
mark.
Good.
Thank you. I know, yeah.
You guys know that.
but yeah, tune in for my last big post out of Lessons Club before I leave and before break. And good luck with Reading Week and Finals, everybody. All love to you. And Meg, please hit us with that PSA. Again, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Freeform Radio. And my name's Amelia. And this was Post Adolescence Glow. Keep listening after this for Ian's show, Doopy Time, after this. He's going to play some great tunes.